Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont suspended out-of-state travel for state employees to try to limit exposure to the coronavirus disease in Connecticut, as a second case was reported. Lamont administration is also going to decide if state agencies can conduct planned meetings, conferences, and gatherings of more than 100 people. It's additionally discouraging face-to-face meetings with out-of-state contractors. Lamont provided an update to the state's COVID-19 response at the Bristol Hospital. Meanwhile, New York officials are urging federal regulators to allow more coronavirus testing at private and government labs amid a race to identify and contain the disease clusters. Six Dutchess residents who may have had contact with an Ulster man who tested positive for the coronavirus have been isolated, according to Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. And in Massachusetts, there are now five presumptive cases of the coronavirus in Berkshire County, according to the State Department of Public Health. Patients are in stable condition and some will be discharged soon, according to the Berkshire Medical Center. All Berkshire cases appear to stem from community transmission, meaning they are not associated with foreign travel. Statewide, Massachusetts has 41 people confirmed or presumed positive. From Monday's Republican American in Kent, Homeland Towers has filed an application with the Connecticut Siting Council for two possible locations for a cell tower in the eastern section of Kent. As expected, Homeland Towers has proposed a location at Bald Hill Road and 93 Richards Road in conjunction with AT&T. The council will now set a hearing on that application. A nonprofit group, Plan Development Alliance of Northwest Connecticut, has been formed as a 501c3 with Hiram Williams listed as its president. That group is seeking intervener status with the state council that would allow it to submit evidence and participate in the hearing process. The group's application for intervener status states its members include property owners in the town and within the visual corridor of the facilities proposed. In addition, the application focuses on the impact of the environment and the impairment to the visual quality of pristine ridgeline and scenic vistas, and notes there are alternatives that would not impact the scenic views in the same way. The group wants to present testimony and submit evidence regarding those alternatives. In Sharon, Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 3 o'clock at Town Hall. In West Cornwall, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at the library at 7 p.m. and the Housatonic River Commission meets at Cornwall Consolidated School at 7:30. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting at 6:30. The Millerton Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting set for 7 p.m. tonight, 50 Main Street in Millerton, New York. In Sharon, the regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission is scheduled for Wednesday, 5:30 at Town Hall. The All Boards Committee meeting of Region 1 has a meeting set for Wednesday, 6 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. The Town of Northeast Planning Board has their meeting. That is set for Wednesday the 11th at 7 p.m. A special town meeting in Salisbury at Town Hall at 7:30. Voters will be asked to approve a five-year lease with Ascendant Compliance for the space it rents above the Lakeville Host Department's firehouse on Brook Street, and another five-year lease at the town-owned 414A Millerton Roadhouse. Coming up on Thursday, the Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Central Office Conference Room. On Thursday, the Town of Northeast has a town board meeting at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. The Town of Kent Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Kent Town Hall. In Cornwall at 7 p.m., the Board of Education has a budget presentation at Town Hall on Thursday. Housatonic Musical Theater Society presents The Sound of Music at the Burgess Auditorium at Housatonic Valley Regional High School Thursday at 7:30, Friday at 7:30, and two shows on Saturday at 2 and 7:30. Burgess Auditorium, hmts.org. For tickets, also at Salisbury, Sharon, and Kent pharmacies and at the door. Meanwhile, the Stissing Theater Guild presents Peter Pan on Friday the 13th at 7:30, Saturday the 14th at 1:30 and 7:30, and Sunday the 15th at 1:30. Breakfast for a Cause, the United Church of Christ and Susie's Suites are being held at the UCC Parish House, 8 Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall, coming up on Saturday. It benefits the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Community Service Club. You ask to RSVP for seatings at 8:30, 9:30, or 10:30, 860-672-6840. The menu includes bagels, crepes with vanilla sauce, muffins, quiche, sweet potato quiche, gluten-free, and sausage. Local products will be used. The Ancrum Town Board will hold a public hearing to solicit public comments on a proposal to convert all streetlights in the town of Ancrum to LEDs on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Town Hall. Corned beef dinner being held by the Sharon American Legion Post 126 at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday, the 14th. Servings from 4 until 7. $14 for adults, $7 for children under 10, free for under 5. It's all you can eat while in-house. Takeouts are available. The Lakeville Hose Company Ladies Auxiliary has their corned beef dinner with Chinese auction on Saturday, 5 till 7:30 at the firehouse. Takeouts are available. It's Bunko Time, presented by the Canaan VFW Post 6851 on Saturday at 6 p.m. $20 per person includes snacks, cash bar, and prizes. It's a dice game, it's easy to learn, and it's fun. Proceeds will benefit the Auxiliary Building Fund in support of Post 6851. A March dance put on by the VFW No. 5444 Route 22 in Dover Plains happens from 7 to 11 p.m. on Saturday, the 14th. Traditional country music by the 10 Brooks Molly Band, $15 per person. There's raffles, 50-50. Bring your own snacks. There is a cash bar. St. Andrew's Music in the Nave Concert Series presents the Manhattan String Quartet on Saturday at 7 p.m. at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, 1 Main Street, the corner of Routes 7 and 341. $20 at the door, $15 in advance at bit.ly/MANSQ. Students are free. The benefit brunch continues at the Interlaken Morgan's Grill on Sunday. Coming up next is the Extras program this Sunday. More information, Morgan's Grill on Facebook or interlakeninn.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust and also underwritten by the Interlaken in Lakeville. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2013.76 yesterday. It starts off today at 23,851.02. The futures point for a gain of 700 points at opening today. The NASDAQ was down over 620 points to 7950.68, and the S&P 500 will open up today at 2746.56. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.